immediate, demanding self-improvement.
Is that in reference to what exactly?
The Celt, of course.
Total craziness.
Yeah.
Not very tiring.
Very difficult weeks.
Difficult
weeks, yes. I didn't sleep too much. I didn't have time for myself.
Okay, I have very mixed feelings in connection with the Celt. But nowadays I tend to hate it. Yeah. Yeah.
What exactly do you not like about it?
Not sleeping, not getting enough sleep. Speaking English all the time, forcing me with a microphone, and yeah, no.
Exhausting. Yes, time consuming.
Yeah.
Completely time consuming.
Intriguing. Not sure I would do it again. And a lot of learning.
Let's finish it right now.
Let's finish it right now.
Yeah.
Get it out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm starting to forget what I'm doing here, to be quite honest.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm starting to forget what I mean. It's a little bit stressful.
Hey, welcome to the third podcast. I think that explains why there hasn't been one for quite a while. So I've just spent 4 long weeks in Hungary doing the Celta. And I can proudly announce, to my utter astonishment, that I am now completely fluent in Hungarian. Don't believe me? Well, I have proof. What's cheers again? How do you say cheers?
Egészségünkre. Egészségünkre.
Egészségünkre.
Egészségünkre. Popcorn is not bad. Popcorn, it's in Hungarian pottogazat kukoricza.
It's awesome. Why is it so long? Just use the English. Why do you have to turn it to Hungarian?
All right, so your one. What's the name again? The name. I can't pronounce that. Okay. Okay.
So I've now taught for a total of 4 weeks. And I got to say, teaching English is actually quite fun. One of the great things about it is getting to know the students. I found their take on Hungarian politics really interesting. When they talked about it, it was very quietly spoken and full of very strong, emotive language. For example, they described it as disgusting, and they used phrases like, "I never want to be a politician." One of the other really great highlights was getting to hear the students' life stories. Absolutely fascinating. For example, there's a guy called Frank. He's great. He's well into his 80s, is mentally super sharp, and he's been learning English at International House Budapest for over 5 years. In one lesson, we asked students to talk about a time when they were in an interesting place at an interesting time. Frank happened to be in Beijing on business in 1989 and happened to visit Tiananmen Square.
In the morning, it was very peaceful. And the little children were waving flags and smiling and running at the under square. And that evening, when a tank ran over a Chinese boy with a white shirt and black trousers, that day was there.
So I think I learned a lot from my students. I just really hope that my students learned something from me, even if it was just pronunciation.
And where's the stress? The most important issue.
Important.
So say it like I say it, yeah. Very posh. The most important issue is.
The most important issue is.
If nothing else, learning how to talk with a more southern English accent is no bad thing. I mean, it's certainly more useful than learning completely made up words.
Polluted is an adjective. Yes, exactly. You can say it's more polluted. You can't say it's more polluter. You say it's more polluted. And you can say it's the most pollutest. So.
And that's the sound of me writing the word pollutest on the board as the entire class stares on in silence.
Alright.
Fortunately, I had the chance to correct this little mishap when I was at drinks later on. I also took the opportunity to see what they thought of my teaching more generally.
So you know the word polluted?
Yes.
I wrote on the board yesterday, and if it's the most polluted, you say it's the most pollutest. That's bad English.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's bad English.
I know.
You knew that.
So don't trust it. Don't trust it.
So you know, all your notes you took in my class?
Yes.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Throw them away.
No.
it's all rubbish.
Not all.
What's been the funniest thing you remember?
You.
Well, you know. Were you laughing at me or were you laughing with me? Well, what was the funniest thing you saw me do?
When you your name wrote on the table.
On the table.
And you say repeat me, James.
Why is that funny? You gotta know my name. It's important.
Everybody knows your name.
Okay.
James, okay. Big chop.
Yeah, the first one. Yeah. Pablo.
Did you like that?
You
know, naked James Bond.
It's always good to hear things from the horse's mouth. So I chose to do my shelter in Budapest on the recommendation of a friend of mine, Ben Taylor. He did his shelter a few years ago in Budapest and then went down to Istanbul to teach English and is now doing a PhD on surveillance technology in the 20th century. So I asked Mike, a teacher trainer, a trainer of us, the trainee teachers, what he remembered of Ben.
Ben Taylor, yes.
So I'm just curious to know, what do you remember of him?
Physical appearance, glasses, a bit similar to yours actually.
So how would you describe my glasses?
Retro geek.
Retro geek. Very good.
No, he was quite gentle and unassuming, quite analytical, and he had a nice range of jumpers, I remember.
Oh, what colour in particular?
Brown. Brown. He was big on brown jumpers with Ben Taylor.
I think he still is. He likes his. Also, I got to say, I actually took quite a few cues, fashion cues from him.
Really?
Does that surprise you?
Well, I don't know because I've never seen you with a jumper and I don't think I've ever seen him without one.
And I also have a pair of deck shoes you might have seen. Again, those deck shoes. I saw him wear them once. I thought, I need a pair of those.
Wow. He obviously inspired you slightly more than he inspired me. Well, send him my regards when you see him.
Well, actually, do you have anything you want to tell him?
Do I have anything I want to tell him? Oh, Ben, we really miss you. You were... Oh, he was lovely. He was a nice guy, and, yeah. It was a pleasure having him on the course. I'm sure he'll feel slightly less awkward receiving the message than I was giving it.
last thing, also. I'm not sure. Do you have any memorable moments of him?
I suspect they were only in my dreams, and not in reality. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Ben, if you'd like me to say anything back to Mike, I'm happy to pass the message along. Just let me know. So, Budapest is now over. I passed the CELTA, miraculously, and I'm now a qualified English teacher, and I can teach anywhere in the world. Although, after spending £1,000 on this course, it's embarrassing to admit that I was never quite sure what the acronym CELTA stood for. So I asked some other trainee teachers.
Okay, 340,000 forints.
That's quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
It's
a big investment.
For 5 years.
Wow. What does CELTA stand for?
Oh, Cambridge.
Yes, I love it.
English Language Teaching Certificate or something?
Certificate of English Learning, I don't know.
Cambridge English Language Teaching for Adults, something.
How much money did you just spend for the certificate?
I don't know.
What does the CELTA stand? Cambridge English Language Teaching Association? No.
What does CELTA stand for?
Great experience.
No. What's the acronym? What does it stand for?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Cambridge English Learn Language.
I know it gives you an international teacher's diploma.
You don't even know what it's called.
No idea.
It's a magic word, so who cares what it means?
I don't care.
The important thing is that I've got my paper, CELTA, written on it.
This wasn't clearing things up for me. So I turned to Mike, the teacher trainer I interviewed earlier. Surely he could help clarify matters.
I've been asking everybody a very simple question. What does Stealth stand for?
The Cambridge English Language... the Certificate of English Language Teaching to Adults. Yes,
is that your final answer?
Yes, I'm positive about that.
Cambridge English Language Teaching for Adults.
I thought it was certificates.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
So are you saying Mike is wrong?
Yes.
Because Mike said certificates.
He's wrong.
Oh, I don't know what to believe anymore. Anyway, we had a great final bash at a local karaoke bar to celebrate the finishing of the Celta. Almost everybody had a go up on stage, belting out the cheesy tunes. And you know, who knew that English teachers made such great singers? It's fair to say some English teachers sing better than others. So a month in Budapest goes by really quickly. I've had a really good time here, and I had the privilege of getting to know and making friends with a really great bunch of people. I wish everyone, my fellow trainees, you guys know who you are, the teacher trainers, Mike, Zozo, Chris, wish you guys all the best, and I hope you all do keep in touch. Thanks for making my time in Budapest so special.